Teka-teki. Aku tengah nak nyanyi lagu apa?
Hi guys. Hi.
Oh my gosh.
The intro was very long.
Podcast ini dibawakan khas kepada anda oleh teman-teman kami di mana lagi kalau bukan di Batisah Realtors.
Dan bagi mereka yang nak dapatkan khidmat mereka, boleh hubungi sahaja talian 8877-6634 8877-6634.
Ikuti Facebook dan juga Instagram mereka at Batisah Realtors. Right now, it's on to the show.
Right about now, you are listening to OK Let's Go with your host, Zai Smile, Roger Razi, and Dino Rahi.
Okay, let's go. Ini bukan calang-calang, bruv. Lonjak tinggi di online podcast semasa. Jom dengar, panggil brother-brother dan hot chicks lebat dalam bulatan. Kita dengar ni karena tiga brother kongsi cerita.
Selamat kembali ke podcast Okay Let's Go.
Yes sir.
How was your week? Kau main bola kan?
Aku main bola.
Aku sekarang dah rajin main bola.
Aku dah nak start balik.
Is this a thing now?
No, because aku that time pasal 21 United, dia pernah sponsor kita kuih-kuih.
Oh ya, ya untuk yang apa? Yang Nur Insan punya.
Yang Nur Insan. Kuih Amal.
Kan. So, aku tu ramai member aku. Yang aku rasa aku have to start.
Member
to
mana?
Member childhood. Fuchun Sek, childhood wada, Clementine of Primary wada. So, I was shocked lah. Pasal member lama aku semua ada kat situ kan. So, okay aku just join lah. When I join them,
sorry ya, this is in stark contrast. Tengok dia masih dengan childhood member dia. This is stark in contrast with us. Yang kita berbual that time kan. Macam member childhood kita.
Dah
hilang sangat. Aku pun macam tak.
Ya.
Tapi biasa dengan dia masih dengan contact childhood lah. Itu je nak cakap.
Ya, jadi bila aku jumpa diorang, kita boleh relate lah. Cakap balik pasal secondary school. Nanti bila aku tengah main bola, nanti member aku yang Hairul dulu, dia cakap, Zee, tak macam Tan Chi Beng. Tan Chi Beng kita record selama our secondary school coach lah. So,
makian tadi.
Bukan. So, boleh relate lah bro. Jadi bila aku start main, aku baru main second game tau. Which is last weekend ni aku main second game last Saturday.
Tan Chi Beng?
Bukan, Tan Chi Beng kena coach. Dia teacher gerik gila. Secondary school kena berbual kotor, berbual play, berbual kontrol semua. Dia jalan terus. Dia jok-jok dengan kita macam itu.
Itulah sebabnya kita punya upbringing sedemikian rupa. Ini konteks. Ada kalanya trauma childhood yang anda lalui sedemikian sebab anda fikir there's a normalization of talk seperti itu. Jadi siapa salah siapa sebenarnya? Tan Chi Beng dan MOE. MOE yang hire dia cancel MOE dulu. Bukan cancel kita. Sebab kita dibesarkan dalam situasi macam tu.
Heavy jadi.
Aku tarik balik lah. Yelah macam kalau sekarang kena tangkap apa. Because dulu aku mangsa bully mangsa kau. Kau salahkan lepas. Dan kalau optics masyarakat boleh terima pula benda macam tu. Sekarang kita macam tu, sebab lepas lah.
I see.
Kira aku tak aku pakai balik lah.
Ya.
Teruskan.
But it makes sense.
Tan Chi Beng.
Tak, dia gerik.
Oh, okay.
Then after that, bila aku start main bola, that first game, aku main okay. Kaki aku tak sakit-sakit lah.
Kau main mana?
Seven side
aku,
ke?
Dia orang tolak aku striker.
Striker? Okay, kau striker okay?
Striker tak banyak lari.
Yang
banyak lari, winger.
Ini futsal ke padang ke?
Padang 11 side, bro.
11 side, though.
Wow! 11 side, bro. Jadi, bila aku dah start main, first game, okay, aku manage to score lah.
Berapa?
Padang tak berapa besar. Tu kita 5 sama.
5 sama?
Score 5 sama, bro.
The score 5 sama?
Yes. And the players are good. The players are good. Team yang aku, yang 21 United pun bagus-bagus, bro.
Kau score berapa?
Aku score 2.
Header?
Tak. Satu gol bodoh. Aku main shoot, kena tiang masuk. Second free kick kan.
Placing.
Placing lah.
Free kick eh.
Itu dah the first game.
Kalos.
So second game, dekat Tampines Safra. First game dekat Khalsa.
Tampines Safra. Oh, aku pergi Punggol Safra that time.
Oh, Safra.
Splash.
Oh, eh.
Indoor water park.
Bila kau pergi?
Last week.
Hari lain dah.
Pasal aku pergi sana juga. Pasal Pok Bik punya anak birthday.
Splash.
Ah, Splash.
Oh, boleh book as birthday eh?
Boleh. Kerana ada macam bilik dalam kan.
Ah, oh, itu untuk birthday.
Untuk birthday.
Oh, tak tahu.
Ada.
Aku bukan member.
Oh, yalah. Tak, pasal dekat kan.
Ah,
dekat sana kan. Jalan kaki ya, sampai.
Teruskan.
Jadi,
Tempini Safra.
Tempini Safra pula, padang dia besar.
Okay.
Eh, padang dia besar, kau nak kena main slowly. Kena nak kena main ket. Kena aku dengar satu budak ni, tak apa main lek-lek, ketuk-ketuk, ketuk-ketuk, ketuk-ketuk.
Ketuk ke babai jauh.
Ketuk tak, ketuk-ketuk.
Oh, macam pacik-pacik. Pacik-pacik punya lah.
Ada buat bihun birthday?
Oh, tak ada, tak ada.
Untuk makan-makan tadi lah.
Oh, tak ada, tak ada.
Bini-bini bawa makan kat tepi-tepi, tak ada.
Itu aku pernah nampak. Aku pernah nampak.
Kan, bihun birthday sedap kalau ada crab stick.
Ya, ya, ya. Kena cili-cili jauh kena ada.
Oh,
ah, cili jauh.
Aku rindu siang. Kewa.
Oh, kau belum makan.
Aku tak boleh makan lah, benda-benda gitu, ni. Sial lah.
Sesuap tak boleh, sesuap.
Boleh lah. Tapi kalau aku mana rasa. Mana cukup sesuap.
Kau punya sial. Aku dapat rasa tau. Kau cakap sial lah.
Betul bro. Warna sial.
Betul. Teruskan.
Jadi bila aku main second game tu, aku main striker juga. Jadi aku tengok, okay, ini
kau main striker, orang yang choosekan atau macam, aku striker
Tak, coach tolak.
Oh, ada coach.
Ben.
Oh, Ben jadi coach.
Ben tolak.
Nombor Z, berapa?
Atas
Jersey nombor berapa?
Aku. 19.
Apa striker pakai 19?
Tak ada.
Striker pakai number 10.
Orang sudah ambil. Nombor semua orang dah ambil.
Mana boleh kalau diorang value you as a striker. Kalau tu nilai tak value you as a striker, mesti letak number 10.
Baru Maradona.
Oi.
Nombor 10 kan?
Messi.
Aku ingat Maradona.
10 Maradona, Matt. 10 Maradona.
Maradona.
Oh, Messi pun 10.
Yalah.
Cantona 7.
Ah, Cantona 7.
Ah, teruskan.
Okay. Kali bila ini kelakar tau. Kita berbual. Ah, itulah. Okay, kita teruskan. Kali bila aku dah main, aku tengok ini, aku cakap aku boleh skor. Aku actually aku boleh skor 4.
Oh,
macam pemain-pemain umur berapa semua?
Ada muda, ada
Gen Z.
Anik pun sama.
Anik pun main.
Anik main bro. Dia bagus ya.
Anik bagus eh.
Anik bagus. Ada main right wing. Aku tengok dia, aku bila lepas bola kat dia, aku tak nak bola balik.
Sebab dia boleh handle lah. Serius eh?
Jadi aku harapkan dia handle.
Oh, tak pernah nampak ni main ni.
That is the thing. Jadi aku macam, insyaAllah, habis aku main dah umur dah berapa kan. Jadi aku tak expect aku macam dia apa. Jadi bila aku dapat bola, actually aku turn. Aku cuma nak kena potong last man dengan satu defender je.
Okay.
Ikut dulu punya perangai bro. Dulu
push and run.
Push and run, gua run, gua score.
Ketuk-ketuk je lah. Ketuk-ketuk je main.
Tapi sana aku dapat bola, bila aku turn, Kaki sakit. Lutut sakit. Lutut sakit.
Kau tak pakai compression socks?
Oh, tak pakai lah. Itu untuk apa?
Untuk jadi kau tak sakit.
Aku should wear that lah. Aku rasa aku nak kena pakai gitu semua.
Kau tak pakai minyak gamat?
Oh, tak lah. Minyak gamat. Kepercayaan orang-orang Melayu
Dia kena minyak gamat.
Aku kena dengan nurse lah, Zul. Kepercayaan orang-orang Melayu
Nurse tu yang cakap?
Nurse.
Apa jadi?
Maksud, dulu aku pernah accident. Kaki aku koyak bawah.
Oh, kau tarik lama?
Lama cerita Kali aku letak minyak gamat. Minyak gamat kali darah tak stop lah. Kali aku kena pergi hospital. Bila aku pergi hospital, nurse tengok, ni expose ni. Awak nak kena bandage.
Dan
saya dah letak minyak gamat. Dia tengok aku. Kepercayaan orang-orang Melayu
Diam lah. Apa dia kena kemarin nurse
Nanti kena letak obat doktor lah. Betul-betul lah. Itu yang bila aku main bola. Terus aku macam, you know, bila kau dalam satu game tu, kau main, kau tu kau boleh skor 3-4.
Ya.
Habis kau tak skor. Habis kau rasa macam siap bro. I feel shit siap bro.
Otak kau cakap lain, badan kau cakap lain. Okay, badan kau dah tak kuat. Otak cakap boleh.
Macam
betul.
Anti-anti nak cross the road. Anti-anti. Yang ni mak aku suruh bising. Ini anti-anti ingat dalam otak dia boleh jalan laju. Dia jalan pelan je. Macam mana? Anti-anti nak jembrang. Dia ingat dia laju tau. Dia macam padahal slow gila. Otak dia cakap laju. Kaki dia cakap tak boleh. Itu yang melanggar tu.
Macam orang pergi haji. Kalau rasa tak boleh, sa'i pakai wheelchair.
Betul. Bayar yang tukang tolak tu. Ada yang tukang
tolak. Berapa rial dia?
Ya,
dah mahal
Itu berapa
Itu kira aku tak tahu, aku tak pakai.
Oh,
tapi aku pakai yang apa, yang
PMD.
Tawaf PMD. Fun is that's fun.
Itu best lah tu.
Ya, terus.
Tawaf PMD sah ke din?
Leceh, akhirnya leceh dah jawab. Dulu Nabi naik unta. Takkan nak letak unta.
Tapi dia punya keberkatan dia lah.
Masing-masing lah.
Jalan ni masing-masing.
Ya, jadi bila aku dah start yang mula gitu. Sekali
aku dah sakit.
First half tau, aku dapat bola aku turn. Aku, alamak.
Masih ada touches lah?
Masih ada touches. Tapi aku punya first ball lah. First ball aku dah rabak bro.
Alamak.
What's happening to me, Sel?
Itulah otak kau cakap boleh.
Kaki sakit.
Kaki lah. Tak boleh.
Aku rasa kaki sakit.
Osteoporosis.
Tak, sakit tulang kan?
Tak.
Sakit tulang eh?
Gout kot.
Taklah. Aku tak ada gout.
Mana aku tahu? Aku tak buat blood work.
Nak kena buat ni aku. Nak kena buat lah.
Kau kena buat?
Nak kena buat. Dengan health check lah.
Nak tahu ada apa sebab joints kan? It's something to do with the joints?
Ya. Yeah.
Sakit?
Tak, aku punya ankle dengan aku punya lutut kanan. Habis aku tekan kena aku main lari Asia. Aku belakang takut tarik.
Aduh.
Handstring. Terus macam alamak elak eh. Tapi aku tak boleh tunjuk dengan aku tengah injet.
Asal?
Aku takut nanti next game tak dapat main. Jadi aku chill.
Yelah dah bayar padang kan. Berapa kena? $12 satu kepala.
$15
Dah okay. Naik harga eh.
Okay.
Dulu aku $12 je.
Tapi aku pernah berbual dengan last man. Last man opponent. Kan aku striker kan. Aku berbual dengan last man. Berbual dengan dorang.
Kau siap berbual ya?
Lain. Terus dia macam berbual. Terus Zee, dia masih butong. Kau berbual aku. Aku tak boleh fokus kan. Aku kacau-kacau lah. Ajak berbual kan. Dia tak boleh fokus bro.
Goal kau cek cantik tak?
Tak, aku tak score last game.
Kau cakap kau score 2.
Tu yang first game. Last game ni aku boleh score 4. Tapi aku tak score 4. Kita kalah 4-0 bro.
Kalah 4-0 dengan siapa?
Dengan team entah apa, entah nama team dia.
Aku
tak ingat nama team
ini
dia.
Ini solid 90 minutes eh?
30-30-30. 3 half.
Oh, 3 half.
Mana boleh main 3 half?
Ni referee buat 3 half. Boleh lah, boleh 3 half.
3 half.
Jadi bila yang last tu, Anik masuk lah. Anik masuk last half. Pasal budak-budak muda ni, kita ada few budak muda. Andron memang laju gila lah.
Of course lah.
Okay. So kita punya blood pun ada Zuzu, nama dia Zuzu. Dia kira memang OLG blood punya. Dia kira bagus gila sah.
I see.
So budak-budak muda ni, kita tengok tau macam anak aku semua nak main. Kalau opponent main team makan kaki ni kan, budak-budak kita tak kasi masuk.
Budak-budak masuk, Anik pun tak boleh lah.
Tak boleh masuk lah.
Pasal?
Pasal diorang macam mana bro, kalau kena makan kaki habis kaki patah ke apa, tak boleh mudah lah.
Tapi Anik laju.
Ya, correct. Tapi kau tahu orang-orang lama veteran dia makan kaki macam mana kan. Sul.
I see. Aku dah kena, sorry, aku dah kena ambil different spot lah. Sebab dia nak, aku nak ambil bola.
Okay.
Aku need to join a different spot.
Apa dia?
Oh, okay.
Tyrox.
September eh. Tak payah. Tu penat lah tu. Okay, aku rasa aku just play game lah.
Apa game?
FIFA.
Okay,
I will just join a FIFA.
Aku bila tengok Razi punya dia punya kekalutan sikit, ataupun dia punya obstacle challenges bila kau main bola, aku dah tahu aku nak join game apa pula.
Apa
sport dia? Apa? Takraw.
Kau main takraw eh?
Aku main takraw. You know, aku rasa takraw adalah satu game macam relax-relax punya. Dia paling relax-relax.
Macam mana nak main?
Dia main, I mean main 3-3 lah.
Aku tak tahu main. Aku have never played takraw in my life.
Tekong.
Feeder.
Oh yeah, I don't know how it's called. Is it like badminton?
Dia, aku tak tahu kira dia sekarang macam mana.
3-3 juga lah sama.
3-3 juga.
Maksud 3-3
apa? Kira dia
kira macam umpire kira eh? Atau macam mana?
Macam mana kira?
Macam mana? Ya, macam mana main takraw ni? So 3 lawan 3.
3 lawan 3.
So orang ke ujung, mana start dulu? Kiri dulu ke kanan dulu?
Okay, satu orang tukar lempar.
Tak kisah kiri kanan boleh lah.
Tak, dia memang yang tekong kan. Selalu kami
minta tekong tengah.
Tekong tengah.
Dia akan minta dia kiri ke kanan.
Tukar lempar, killer. Selalu killer. They call it killer.
So siapa yang buang ni bola? Kiri ke kanan?
Striker lah.
No.
Okay. Aku
ke tekong.
Oh, tekong yang cabak bola.
Tekong yang tendang. Kalau tekong,
tekong yang tendang bola. Tekong yang tengah.
Yang tengah.
So tekong ambil bola daripada kiri ke kanan?
Kalau tekong kaki kanan, minta daripada sebelah kanan.
Kalau
kau kidal sebelah kiri.
Kalau kau kidal sebelah kiri.
Tapi kalau aku tangan, aku kalau boleh hit dengan kaki kanan, aku kena minta daripada kiri.
Tak,
kanan
aku minta daripada kanan.
Aku minta di kanan.
Kanan yang campak.
Aku tak boleh minta di kiri.
Sebab kau tak kidal.
Kalau kau minta kiri, nanti bola kau akan datang, akan fly depan muka kau.
Tak boleh.
Tak boleh. Kalau kau daripada kanan,
nak tenang susah.
Bola datang depan kau atas, terus kau tendang pam.
Aku tendang, aku nak kena aim kanan ke kiri.
Ni mana-mana kau skill lah.
Mana kau skill lah. tajam ah.
Itu yang Thailand sampai tapak tendang kuda tu, tapak kuda tu.
Libas itu kuda.
Kaki dia naik kuda dia pam.
Tapi aku suka tengok yang komentari Malaysia punya. Dia buat lawan Thailand dengan dengan Malaysia waktu tu tengah fight macam. Itu dah tendangan. Wah, punyalah belagak engkau dapat masuk. Macam siapa baik apa? Masa komentari dia baik gila. So ini tu pula berengkau nak shoot kanan ke kiri. So yang tengah tu striker lah kira, striker.
Okay.
Start the kick lah.
Tekung lah.
Macam mana kiraan mata dia?
Dia macam badminton. Tak salah aku sama.
15, service over.
Dah, dia 15.
Ada service over?
Tak ada lagi. Dulu ada, sekarang dah tak ada. Sekarang masuk, point naik. Sekarang masuk, point naik. All the way.
Dia badminton ke? Tak adalah.
Service over dah tak lagi kan?
Tak salah aku ada. Waktu yang aku main tu ada lagi lah. Kalau aku tendang, masuk. Lepas tu aku tendang lagi lah.
Podcast ni masih banyak orang tegur. Tapi tak apa, ini pemahaman kita.
Sebab aku pernah wakil sekolah dulu.
Ada deuce tak?
Ada deuce.
Bro, dulu pernah deuce sampai 3-4 kali bro. Fight game.
Deuce kira match point kan. Baru dia seri kan.
Yes.
Dia bukan 21 kan, dia 15 kan.
15. Tapi time aku main pula dah tukar 21.
Oh,
macam pingpong punya
style. Berapa set kena main?
3 set.
3 set. Okay. So kalau 2 set seri, last set tu penentu lah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah,
kalau menang 2 set dah menang 3 lah. Kalau first set menang, second set menang, dah tak payah main the third one lah.
Tak payahlah.
Actually ada kerana pun nak main juga tapi buang masa lah.
Aku tak tahu dan aku tak pernah main takraw.
Jadi kalau umur-umur macam kita, main takraw dia paling lag. Dia paling relax lah. Itu je apa, kau tak payah lari-lari. Dia macam sikit-sikit je. Apa, kau cuma balance ball je lah.
Kasut apa boleh pakai? Adidas.
Alamak, dulu pakai kasut apa?
Bata yang tapak hijau tu.
Kasut paici tu. Tak, dulu macam kasut apik. Macam kasut apik, macam kasut.
Kasut yang hitam tu
Dia hitam boleh. Ataupun dia macam Converse tapi low cut punya.
Stokin
more tebal tu.
Kenapa
Stoking pasal the cushion. The cushion.
Yalah.
Ini aku punya style lah.
Okay.
Jangan kau punya style, aku tak macam
aku, yang aku tak pakai yellow card. Aku pakai yang high cut punya.
Oh, high cut pun okay.
High cut. Jadi betul lah, cushion lah. Sebab bola keras. Bila bola keras tu, kita nak gunakan tapak yang sebelah buku lali tu. Buku lali tu tempat kita untuk menendang apa.
Yes.
Jadi dia akan cover sikit, cushion sikit. Tak sakit lah.
Tapi takraw dengan bola sama tak? Maksudnya kalau kau main takraw, macam aku main that time dekat Masling. Tahu tengah Masling
kan? CSC.
Tak,
dekat basketball CSC ni apa? Aku selalu, ni sebuah CSC apa?
Constituency.
Oh, kira kelab-kelab lah.
Ini aku pernah cerita dekat podcast dulu. Tapi aku kena politik semua, kan tak? Dia orang matikan aku semua.
Tu di Kibarat eh?
Tak, takraw. Tapi Woodland CSC.
Apa yang kita boleh belajar daripada takraw punya politik dan bola punya politik?
Apa yang sama? Tadi kau cakap sama.
Dia sama seperti podcast punya politik.
Tak, engkau kalau bagus.
Sama ke mana sih?
Takraw dengan podcast sama. Sebab dia kena ada 3 orang. Dia mesti 3 orang. Kalau nak lebih 4 orang lah. Orang sebagai itu lah. Tapi 4 orang yang masuk kena superstar.
Ada substitute?
Ada.
Sorry, kau nak cakap apa tadi?
Okay, jadi
aku tanya substitute tak? Sebab badminton tak ada substitute. Badminton mana substitute?
Tak ada substitute, tak ada.
Tennis
ada.
Dia single atau double.
Betul.
So takraw boleh substitute?
Boleh.
Macam bola.
Sama.
Okay.
So bola takraw yang sama dia apa tau? Bila aku dekat Masling tu ada takraw court, habis datang ramai manpower, ramai semua terus nak main bola kan. Dia nak main takraw kan. Kali ada 2 perempuan, member buat 2 perempuan duduk. Semua ribas pari bro. Ribas pari semua.
Yalah, macam wow. Inilah cara nak akrobatik kan.
Pak, 2, 2 bos. Siolah, ribas jatuh, badan jatuh. Kepam, aku tu sakit tau. Macam, alamak, tak kena, tak masuk eh. Tak jadi ada ribas. Perempuan kat tepi tengah tengok. Ribas semua terbang, jadi saya semua.
Sekarang Gen Z masih main sepak takraw ke? Diorang dah main apa...
Tak ah, aku rasa dah tak.
TikTok saja ya.
Jarang nampak eh.
Wah, Gen Z
takraw dah jarang nampak.
Kira habis lah legasi Melayu.
Legasi dah
Kan? Betul.
It's true.
The younger ones they don't play takraw eh.
Ya. Yeah.
Kenapa tak nak main takraw? Takraw yang bola. Paling kau boleh form depan perempuan
siapa? Ani bola. Semua bola.
Hoki.
Floorball.
Floorball. Sekarang tengah floorball punya madness.
Okay, let's say kalau korang boleh main sports apa sports yang korang nak untuk jadi star? Macam aku, for example aku
floorball,
I wish to be a tennis player. Pada aku best tennis. Engkau seorang, engkau one man show. Habis kalau kau bagus, kau main tennis, kena fun dekat dengan crowd. Habis crowd boleh kacau-kacau.
Okay, aku tahu apa.
Aku, kalau aku tennis.
Okay, aku
yeah.
Golf.
Oh,
okay, okay, okay. Nampak kau kena terror lah. Ya, yeah, itu nampak macam ada something lah kira.
Aku fencing.
Oh, asal eh.
Kira macam fencing tak nampak muka.
Tahu, tapi kalau dah menang tak, buka.
Dah menang buka bro.
Buka kira muka berk lah macam. Kau berpeluh macam. Macam kewak Melayu main fencing eh. Dia ni mesti style.
Fencing. Kenapa kau tak naik yang kuda joget? Kuda joget pun style.
Equestrian. Kau tu dah benda.
Itu...
Tapi mesti macam dia ni anak datuk sia. Kau mesti macam ada, ada.
Tak, bagi aku macam sebab equestrian tak berpeluh. Oh. Ni fencing kau macam, oh, bagus tadi ni apa saya buka. Sial lah. Kira Zam ni fencing eh. Habis aku macam ambil towel macam tuala aku macam habis minum air. Oh. Okay, no problem, no problem. Tadi salah masuk lah.
Salah masuk. Okay, no problem. Ha.
Kira aku kira macam tengok replay punya board kan. Tapi muka berk lah. Kira macam, okay tadi alamak.
Then if you see the replay of them, there's a nice step done there by the fencer from Singapore.
Aku macam, yeah, okay, can, no problem.
Tapi gitu lah. Susah naik ah. Dia antara boxing. Boxing senang naik nama.
Okay, betul.
Macam fencing, yang tadi aku pilih apa, golf. Golf macam susah naik juga.
Golf boleh. Susah naik. Golf cepat naik juga. Oh, aku rasa kalau kau paling nak cepat naik, kau ambil fencing tapi Paralympic punya. Dia tak bergerak belakang. Dia just duduk wheelchair. Kau duduk dekat wheelchair dengan wheelchair dekat. Okay, go. Ada kau tolak dia tolak.
Itu kalau TikTok ni
boleh. Kau ilak-ilak je. Kau duduk tapi kau ilak-ilak.
Itu terror juga.
Kena laju. Itu paling laju lah. Bagi aku nama nak naik lah. So
kalau itu wheelchair dia ada design dia. Kira boleh kala-kala.
Oh,
memang lah. Orang tahu dia negeri mana.
Apa wheelchair kau kala-kala?
Yelah, wheelchair dia untuk fight kan.
Tapi tak cross sama ini.
Tak cross.
Kepada Olimpik sah.
Cakap pasal law Olimpik, Singapore punya baju untuk Olimpik basic eh. Macam IPPT punya baju. Kau nak tengok macam singlet biasa.
Oh, aku dengar yang kecoh Malaysia punya.
Dia tukar. Sekarang lagi style. Habis lepas tu daripada Mongolia pun style pakai macam Assassin's Creed punya baju. Paris dia macam very orang kata tu very luxury brand gitu.
Right.
Tapi Singapore macam IPPT. Macam just a simple singlet. Tak nampak wow.
Dia ada siapa dapat gold Singapore ada kasih something tak?
Dapat 1 million. 1 million bro.
1 million eh?
Kan Joseph Schooling.
Oh, time tu dapat 1 million.
Our gold medals are $1 million.
Oh, 1 million eh? Bukan 100,000 ke?
Tak, 10,000 untuk SEA Games.
Oh,
gold medal. Olympics. Tapi kalau Olympic, sebab Olympic susah saya nak dapat. Tu Joseph Schooling dia dapat.
Oh, so ni world bro.
Last Olympic gold medal, tak last. I mean, one of the memorable Olympic gold medal, tak silap aku the last one lah. Before, was Kua Sim Song kan? Is it?
Kua Kim Song?
Aku tak tahu.
Dia pemain bola tu.
Ya, semua. Apa kuah apa? No,
Ang
kuah
Peng
apa.
Siong.
Ang Peng Siong. Silver medal.
Ya.
Itu pun silver tau.
Ya, silver.
Ini kira gold.
Oh, sial.
Joseph Schooling beat Michael Phelps lah dalam tu.
Oh, kira dia dapat gold, Syah.
And dia pernah ambil gambar dengan Michael Phelps dulu.
Masa dia kecil.
Dia sama macam Lamine Yamal.
Oh, sial lah.
Dia ambil gambar dengan Messi. Messi dokong dia sebagai baby.
Itu
dia cakap macam... The one has chosen. Kira Messi pegang Lamine Yamal terus besar jadi legend.
Kira Messi punya tangan ada berkat lah eh.
Macam okay. Fandi tak pernah angkat baby.
Check balik dia punya Facebook.
Check balik.
Siapa eh dia naik.
Siapa
Tapi Lamine Yamal 70 years old. Dia masih sekolah siap bro.
Dia kira sec 4 lah. Masih O-level lah kira.
Dia apa pemain apa
Spain bro
and, Spain dan juga Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Kau biarkan dia pergi sekolah. Gila babi bro.
Aku rasa mungkin sekolah dia tak pergi sekolah
dia
biasa.
Dia private lah.
Fuh.
Tak boleh belajar saya dia.
Dah.
Cikgu mesti nak ambil dia punya autograph. Cikgu yang ambil.
Aku faham perasaan Cristiano sekarang lah.
Kenapa?
Tender dah nak habis apa?
Tapi dia mana kau faham perasaan dia?
Man City nak beli eh?
Aku tak tahu.
Aku baca Man City nak beli ke apa entah. For how many million?
Tapi dia dah, aku rasa dia dah fakir lah.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dia dah kaya. Endorsement lain.
Kita buat pasal. Macam faham segitu. Aku rasa dia macam members. Dia lain. Ronaldo dah lain. Pun gambar family kan.
Yalah. Baik, kita berehat seketika waktu. Dan kita akan berbual berkenaan dengan Ronaldo nanti. Jangan ke mana-mana. Tidaklah jual berapa. Di tanah kau mana. Nak beli kat mana. Isteri dah tertanya. Apa guna pusing kepala. Betis are real terus kena ada. Di tanah rumah tak pendek. Di tanah tak lagi. Putuskan hal penjualan dan pembelian rumah anda, sila hubungi kami dari Batisa Realtors di talian 8877-6634 8877-6634. Rumah kat mana?
Podcast ini dibawakan khas kepada anda semua oleh teman-teman kami di Agent Property Hartanah Batisa Realtors.
Dan bagi mereka yang nak dapatkan khidmat jual beli rumah, 8877-6634 ini talian untuk anda call Batisa Realtors, 8877-6634.
Boleh ikuti Facebook dan juga Instagram mereka at Batisa Realtors.
Masih lagi bersama dengan Batisa Realtors dalam studio.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Kita berborak-borak santai berkenaan dengan hartanah.
Okay, selalunya orang kata zaman sekarang ni kan, sekarang orang cakap sekarang property tengah mahal. If you sell high buy high, sell high buy high.
Sell low buy low.
Selalu dengar
sell low buy low.
Selalu macam ni. So kalau macam let's say want to buy a good property, location, location, location.
Ini typical
agent.
Okay, sell.
But this is a question aku nak tanya korang. As a sikit, aku tanya Din lah. Din, as a seller, right?
Seller.
Okay. Let's say you sell and then you buy a property lah. And then the property that kau beli tu kan. Okay. Like, jangan dekat private lah. Let's talk about public housing.
Okay.
Bila kau dah jual and then kau beli, what do you expect as a seller the price to go in the next 5 or 10 years? Public housing. Jangan cakap pasal private. As a seller. Kenapa?
How many room?
4 room, 5 room, doesn't matter.
Anything,
Where do you wish the price to go to as a seller? Naturally.
Yang penting kalau apa yang kita beli, kalau kita dah jual, kita dapat higher than whatever we buy lah.
Okay lah. So kalau korang beli RM500,000, or you hope to sell it for $600,000 to $700,000, for example.
Sebab
right?
Kita anggapkan benda rumah ni adalah investment.
Investment ataupun asset lah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to throw you another question. Okay, so if everybody in Singapore generally have the same mentality, right?
Okay.
That means everybody is expecting to buy a next property and then eventually harap-harap dapat jual dengan harga tinggi, dengan tinggi dan tinggi, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to put this context to, let's say one day anak-anak you datang kat you, cakap, "Bak, saya nak beli rumah."
Okay.
Alright. So what do you wish for your children to buy? Do you want them to buy high or do you wish for them to buy cheaper?
It depends lah.
Okay. Apa. as a parent.
Kalau anak aku tiba-tiba nak pergi location yang macam CBD area, mesti kita tak expect yang it's going to be.
Okay. So, jangan dekat CBD because I say every sellers in Singapore. So it could be a very far heartland dekat Jurong West, for example.
Let's say Upper Serangoon or Hougang.
Okay.
So would you kalau if you own a HDB in Hougang, contohlah kan.
Is it a trick question?
Tak. No. It's a factual question.
Tak payah fikir berdalam.
It's not that deep. Parents, anak-anak, you care for your child. You want them to buy a property, right? So you wish for them to buy high or low?
Low,
right? So my question here is this: if every seller in Singapore, including myself, kalau saya ku public housing kan, and I wish to sell high, I wish for the price to push up. Agent datang bercakap, "Bang, apa yang rumah market price 700, tak mampu, kau try 7.5 lah, contoh lah." Everybody is doing like this. How is it possible for the future generations to be able to afford their own public housing? And we are talking about our own children.
Cooling measures
is one bit, right? That means kalau semua orang
tengok season
for example, right? So normally when I ask these questions to my sellers, right, it's very difficult for them to give me a straight face answer because as a seller they want the prices to sell and appreciate.
Yes.
But bila kita tanya soalan pasal demi anak-anak, you know, of course as parents kita nak mereka tak peranalah lah, mungkin demi income bracket sebegini. But how can they afford rumah-rumah yang tinggi-tinggi menampai kan? So having said that, right, then it makes them think, wow, in that case do I really wish to sell my house to appreciate as high and higher and higher?
Yes.
Because anak-anak kita semua akan merana lah, in that sense, right?
Yeah.
So because if they were to answer to me to a straight
you
face,
you figure it out, kids.
Straight face, right?
Your generation.
It's like an act of
pindah Johor.
Aku selfish lah. Itu kau punya pasal lah. Aku nak jual tinggi. And then bila masa depan sampai, bila kau nak beli, kau terpaksa beli tinggi lah. So if this is left unmanaged ataupun un-put, it's not police, right? It's gonna go wild, and then everything is just gonna burst. The property prices is gonna swell up, you know, and then there's gonna be God knows what lah. So, so Zawad, you mentioned was actually correct. I'm sure there are orang-orang yang pantau benda-benda macam ini, but the fact of the matter is that question is really relatable to a lot of families yang ada anak-anak kecil, kan? So we have to also spare a thought for them if we are really going out to go and black prices keep soaring and soaring and soaring. Bagaimana masa depan orang? Takkan orang nak tinggal dengan kita?
Here's the problem. We spare thought for them. There are many others that do not spare thought for them. And they don't give a shit, bro. They orang want the price to go up and up. And,
that's true. Do you know what's the most expensive 5-room flat right now that has been transacted?
1 million.
Nope.
I'm gonna,
anywhere in Singapore.
Anywhere, 5-room flat.
The most expensive right now.
1.2?
Nope.
800,000?
Nope. The most expensive 5-room flat.
Okay, one last answer.
I give you two more.
5-room.
1.8. Close.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
1.8 million?
No, close.
Close.
2 million?
1.7. No,
yeah, close. 1.73.
Eh,
mana ni?
Where is Dawson.
Hey, Dawson. Oh,
yeah. I think 40 plus floor. Just, yeah. I think besok baru keluar news. Kalau korang Google sekarang, you can.
What is the, what's the backstory?
I believe,
location.
Is the location satu?
Or is it those landed guy wanted to like offload?
So typically what happens is rumah-rumah yang above 1 million, rumah-rumah yang very expensive, typically are those private property owners who yang dah beli murah, so dorang kira sometimes dorang punya retirement plan.
Yeah.
So they just want a place with a view. They don't want to go out of dorang punya daerah.
Yeah.
For example, right? So to them, 1.73 is nothing.
Yeah.
So CPF dengan cash pump pay off everything. Right. So to them, any COV or market value ke tak market value, it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
Right? So having said that, right, if people are still waiting for property price to go down, right, this is something that you cannot control. You have no idea when it's actually going to happen. Because people expect that when COVID happened, that the whole world went to a stop again. Went to a stop. So property prices should go down, right? Because the economy is slow. Maybe people are losing their job or whatever, right? So they just need to sell. So maybe generally the property prices are supposed to go down. Or government is supposed to implement some measures and etc. But it did not.
Okay.
It started selling and then it started to spike.
Boom.
Crazy. It went on a crazy spike. So, and then people are like, okay, maybe if we wait for one more year, maybe we wait for like 2021, you know, once everything starts to stabilize, it will start to go down. No, it went on an upwards trajectory. Nobody expected this to happen. Of course, there's the simple analysis of supply and demand lah. You know, supply kurang, abis demand banyak, then property prices will go up. But nobody expected it to go up by 100K, to go up by 200K in certain areas, right? So having said that, what am I trying to get at? Of course, every seller, kau seller apa, kau dah mesti nak jual paling tinggi.
Barang pun ada dekat rumah.
Anything. Kau buyer apa, mesti kau nak cari paling murah. But sekarang kalau kau buyer, kalau seller punya rumah tak banyak, you are at a disadvantage. You have to take whatever that you can get. So the fact of the matter is, right now, kalau rumah-rumah dekat Punggol, say dekat Punggol, or even dekat Woodlands, or even dekat mana-mana, the cheapest 4-room flat dekat sana, even rumah lama, right, it's already half a million. So or above half a million.
Here's the question. I've seen this on TikTok. I want to ask you guys. Dia cakap macam, this particular agent cakap, in Woodlands sekarang kau nak beli rumah, semua perlu COV. And then you need to have at least 50K
range
in cash,
right?
To consider buying houses in Woodlands.
To fight agra.
So my question is that, is this true? And number two, is this because sebab aku terfomo sikit, macam should I buy in Woodlands? Sebab the RTS coming up and all that kind of thing, will that affect property prices in the future? And then bila aku tanya mak aku was like, kena tanya mak. So, mak aku asking,
kau nak pergi sana nanti Woodlands kecoh, orang pergi balik kerja kat sana, nanti jam apa semua, kau sure not property prices will increase. Baik beli location lain, kau beli Bishan bagus.
So, I don't know, man, like, but there's a lot of talk about Woodlands.
Bishan mahal sah.
And right now, is it true market tengah gila babi kat sana?
Memang betul. Because I also have been serving a few buyers. Dia memang macam
orang nak beli sana.
Orang nak beli
because
sana
because of what?
supply and demand.
I think supply, yeah, simply supply and demand. There's just a lot of demand, but low supply. So every time if we want to arrange a viewing, you will realize that there will be 10-20 people waiting to see
in Woodlands
the same unit.
Wow.
Yes.
Semua apa offer COV ni?
Belum lagi offer apa-apa COV. When you go for the viewing, already you will see people lining up. Either people below or people upstairs.
But sorry, I got to pause for a while. Okay, memang Woodlands is quite hot lah. I think similarly to rumah-rumah dekat Pasir Ris, tempat-tempat you know where Taufik and Siti is placed, right? But kena tengok rumah juga. Dia bukan semua rumah ada COV. Bukan semua rumah satu kali open house 20 orang datang, bukan. So kita nak kena pandai datang, kasih a bit of our analysis, and then explain to them, and then give them a gauge, you know. So that, sebab kalau kita buat this sort of, kalau kita
broad brush
ataupun kita endorse apa yang that particular agent cakap dekat TikTok, right? Then after that, Batisa pun cakap sama, apa cerita ni sekarang, you know? So
FOMO
ke apa kan, because we like to position ourselves in a place where macam alhamdulillah banyak orang dengar pendapat kita orang and stuff like that. So I tak nak endorse 100% yang rumah-rumah kat Woodlands ni guarantee semua akan ada show, semua akan ada viewing dan sebagainya. Because I have viewed houses dekat Woodlands juga yang bila kita inquire, cik bang, I nak view your rumah, hari ni tak ada viewing lah, besok boleh. So when I datang, I view, cik, am I the only one? Say, lepas ni pergi tempat lain. So ada juga macam itu. Ada juga unit kita dah inquire, pasal kita tengok ada lagi lepas 2 minggu 3 minggu ada juga. So ada, bukan semua rumah
dekat Woodlands. Mungkin rumah tu sengsong jauh ke,
mungkin sengsong jauh, mungkin tekat rendah, mungkin pemandangan tak elok, jiran tak bagus, maybe needs completion tak baik, ada putianak, mungkin pokok besar kat depan, there's a lot of factors. Mungkin there will be people that come because they out of curiosity, don't nak view rumah tu, tapi tak semestinya is one view one kill and all these things lah. So but there's some proof to that rumah-rumah estate seperti dekat Woodlands, you know, there is a very strong demand. But do not plant it in your mind that kalau macam ni aku kena ikutlah apa semua orang cakap. Kalau market price 600, jangan dengar cakap ejen jual 600, kena jual 65. Macam itu
guys. Yang paling penting, this is very important, because of course you can find a lot of info on the internet, right? Because right now, to me, TikTok is either two things. It's either you go there for entertainment, you go there for knowledge. Like legit, you can go on TikTok for knowledge, right? Because there are some people who betul-betul dia taksub sangat dekat TikTok. Knowledge dia pergi ke TikTok, dia kira-kira dah malas punya case lah kan. So when you see this kind of infos, for example, you need to take a step further. You need to, for example, for that particular agent, you give him a call, you approach him, or if you rasa, I mean, you want to get further info, like a deeper info, you give us a call. Let us clarify this. Let us debunk this, if it's true ke tidak. Because if you're talking about macam daerah Tampines Pasir Ris, it's true. If you see a unit
Tampines
Pasir Ris, if you see a unit yang Melayu boleh beli, you see a unit yang harga dia is a good price, for example, right? On that day there'll be like 10 viewers, 15 viewers, and on that weekend dia akan terjual. Right? So this is a common occurrence in Tampines Pasir Ris. So when me and Siti were serving buyers dekat daerah situ, we have to inculcate this idea in their mind that if you really like this unit, if you think this unit checks all of your check boxes, then you're not gonna fight for the unit. And because why? Because if you feel that way, there'll be a lot of buyers on that day who feel the exact same thing. So we have to understand what are their goals. We have to understand how much they really want this unit. And we have to make them understand. And we have to do risk analysis for this particular unit. Ada COV ke tidak? Tak ada COV ke tidak? Because why? Right now, this whole idea of this COV, kan, it's a big question mark, to be honest. It's a big question mark. Pasal kenapa? We notice, so far, valuation has been dropping a little bit.
Confirm COV,
yeah. Yeah, it has been dropping a little bit, whereby, macam, let's say, macam recently in that cluster, there are transactions close to the asking price or the closing price, kan? And then there's a few instances, kita buat valuation and everything. Valuation is lower than the recent transaction.
What's happening?
And a lot lower.
So this is something that we have no answer to.
Climate measure, aku rasa.
Is this?
I don't know.
So this is...
Or actually, you know, but you cannot say.
We
speculate
speculation in maybe a silent cooling measure. It may be because along the way, for example, when they implemented the HFE, when the first time they implemented the HFE, of course, logically it's a new system. It does take time to iron things out, etc. Right? But when you apply the HFE when it just came out, it takes you like 1 month, 2 months, or even more for some people.
Almost came to a halt.
Yes, Oh my god. Pasal kau tak ada HLE. Kau tak boleh beli. Obviously. So dulu there was intent to buy and yet HLE. So kalau kau dah ada intent to buy, kau dah boleh cari rumah.
5 minutes punya job.
Now intent to buy dengan HLE or HDB loan, dia dah combine jadi HLE. So the market kind of like went on a pause. We assume or we again lah, conspiracy theory lah. Another government macam soft cooling measure, which is apt, which is needed to cool off the market lah. Why? Berbalik kepada apa mu cakap. Kalau harga rumah semakin naik, makin naik, it goes crazy, right? It's tough for the first time buyers who are at a disadvantage. Tak dapat beli rumah BTO. Dah try 5, 6, 7 kali tak dapat beli. They have to go for a resale. But if the resale property for a 4-room flat, dia dah macam 600,000 lah, 650. Dekat Punggol dah sampai 700, bro.
What floor?
Punggol kalau kau pergi kat Sumang atau dekat kat North Shore sana, it's already 700 plus.
Aku can go 800 plus.
4-room flat.
Not even a high floor.
Not even a high floor. Dekat Tampines. Tampines rumah rumah lama dah like 650. 660. Rumah 4 bilik lama. Kalau rumah BTO baru, it's already like 740. Tingkat 4, tingkat 5, tingkat 6. So the trajectory, if you are looking at the transactions, it may make sense. For example, dekat Tampines. But as a buyer, tak banyak buyer can afford a 4-room flat at 750.
At 740.
So we understand. I mean, because when sellers want to put a certain price, we have to agree with them. Pasal transaction tu macam gitu. Right? But the thing is, not many buyers can afford it lah. So on our part, kalau kita serve buyers, we just have to, you know, go the extra mile and explain to them of the scenario, and then see what is best for them to move forward lah. Tengok apa ramai plans.
That's a touch a bit on serving buyers. I just want to clear the air a bit on this podcast, right?
Asal?
There are people that kita pernah dengar on the ground who give us feedback. Say, Mus, korang tak serve first timer buyers lagi eh?
Siapa cakap? Who's spreading this misconception?
Fake news. Korang ni, korang buat sell and buy. Korang tak ada time untuk serve kita first time buyers. No lah, this is God. I want to debunk this, you know, because I pernah dengar lah, Siti Taufik pun pernah
dengar. Where did this come from?
I don't know, because
rivals or what? Rivals lah bro.
I'm not so sure. Maybe the word goes around, whatever.
Orang mata merah
could be.
maybe it's just a genuine question.
Kita tanya kau
cakap who.
Pada kita rezeki datang kat riba, so kita ambil lah, you know.
So I would have found it.
We welcome all first time buyers because especially this kind of this period that you aku rasa lah korang perlu guidance because you know the market is really in this sort of trajectory and it's quite challenging. You need all the expertise, you need the connections, you need the relationships yang kita ada with our co-brokers dan sebagainya. So I think this is absolute value that korang cari kita orang. So yes, we serve all first time buyers.
We serve all buyers. Hari tu kelakas lah. Aku point blank aku cakap dengan agent tu. So I was viewing this unit dekat Yishun. So the agent is very nice lah. Bro, I'm here waiting. There's a agent that I always co-broke with. He say confirm Taufik won't come one. Only his buyer will be there.
Who's
this hater? Because you always not there. So aku dah first to agent tu ada. Bro, you are hater, bro. You say I'm not here. I'm here. What?
So what did he say?
Cakap, no lah. No lah. I'm joking only lah.
What? You know, Liz is not joking. Liz is not joking. Kau dah joking.
So I mean for that, aku rasa he's because all of our listing is parked under me. So kalau listing in certain area, then city will serve, then Moose will serve. So aku tak appear lah. Masa tu dia cakap Taufik will never appear.
Which is not true.
I get this a lot in the west. Every time the agent comes, your brother never come. Taufik not here.
I get it a lot. You want Taufik and Moose,
sorry
or
to disappoint you.
You want Taufik, Moose or city to come, you must pay.
Buy the house, bro. Kau nak di rumah. Masalah dorang.
Whatever shit they can throw, they will throw. Just like, okay, whatever it is yang sedang mendengar, ini adalah, kenapa ini berlaku? Because
this is the mark of a top agent lah.
Yeah.
Kalau berada di atas, mestilah ada benda-benda macam ni. Tapi bukannya kita nak you know, fan the flames dan seumpamanya. Yang penting kalau nak tahu jawapan bagi sama ada dia serve you correctly or not, kau kena pula buat temu janji bersama dengan teman-teman kami di Agent Property Hartanah Batisah Realtors.
8877-6634 ini talian untuk anda hubungi. Sekali lagi 8877-6634.
Ikuti Facebook dan juga Instagram mereka @Batisah Realtors.